Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Just a Thought with Lainey Evans. This is your host, Lainey, and I am so excited to be back recording another podcast episode for you. Today's going to be all about the girl dinner trend and just like my thoughts on it, the pros and cons of it, how it started, basically all the information that I found about it. And that is pretty much all it's going to be for the topic today. But before that, obviously, we have to do the weekly segments. Starting with the drink of the day, I'm sipping on a Diet Dr. Pepper. It's so good. Definitely a Diet Dr. Pepper girly. I'm usually a Diet Coke girly, but Diet Dr. Pepper is just hitting so much harder right now. Also, I'm currently trying to lower my caffeine intake because up until this week, like the past month, it was getting out of hand to the point where I'd be having like two cold brews in the morning and a large coffee in the afternoon, like a Diet Coke and sometimes a matcha or like a decaf Americano, which like still has a little bit of caffeine in it. It was getting so out of hand how much caffeine I was having, so I'm currently working on lowering that. I have had a decent amount of Diet Dr. Pepper today, but this week I've been starting my days off with a hot chocolate instead of cold brew. I've gotten like a small coffee or a cold brew every day. I have no desire to finish it. I'm just not, it's not tasting as good as it usually does to me right now. Like I'm going through kind of a period where it's just not as appetizing as it usually is. It's hurting my stomach. Like it's making my digestion weird. And that also might be because I'm like on my period. So it was just coming at that point, but it's just really making, I can feel it every time I drink it. I can just like feel it in my stomach. And like I said, I was drinking way too much of it for no reason because I don't feel the energy benefits from it. The only thing that I noticed was like the first day after, the first full day was fine. And then the day after that, I had a migraine like the entire day. And I think it was a combination of I deal with migraines, but then also like a caffeine headache. And I was supposed to be getting my period. So it was just like really, really bad. But now, today, doing good. Yesterday was good. I've only done it for 5 or 6 days. But I will continue to keep you guys updated on that. Just trying to be more mindful about like when I have caffeine, why I'm having it, like if I actually genuinely want it or I'm just getting it because I'm bored. Like I feel like sometimes when I'm bored, I'm just like, oh, I'll make myself a coffee because I can. When it's really not necessary and I don't really want it, I just want something to do. It's a habit that I am not 100% proud of, so just trying to be more mindful with it. Oh, and like I said, I've been having my hot chocolate in the morning, which, if you have listened to this podcast at all, especially around Christmas time, you know that like when I remember that hot chocolate exists and I start making it for myself, it is just an everyday thing. And recently, I've been using a couple, like 3 or 4 tablespoons of the, I think it's like a Gatorade brand. I honestly don't even know. Muscle Milk in like their rich chocolate, like their really, really chocolatey protein shake flavor. Just doing like a couple tablespoons of that, it adds like an extra creamy chocolatiness on top of like the almond milk and the cocoa powder. It just adds like an extra level. It's so good. So highly recommend that if you want to try it out. Let me know what you think of it. But yeah, let's get into the weekly recap. I did not write out anything for my weekly recap, so I'm just gonna kind of let you guys know what I remember and see what happens, I guess. So I guess I can start with this. Whole past week was a lot of getting ready for midterms, which is this coming week. So basically all my classes have just been a lot of like running choreography and turning things away from the mirror and practicing in like smaller groups or by yourself or with one other person. So that pretty much just like sums up what's going on for me as far as like dance classes. In my musical theater class, we are doing a standard right now. This coming Thursday, we have our midterm for it because this coming week is all of our midterms. Working on this standard has really brought out like some things that like I don't think a lot of people in my classes like expect to see from me or like thought that I went through. When you're doing your standard for musical theater, we do these things called particularizations or partics, and it's like how you connect the song to your own life. You can take different things from your life and use it to help drive the song and like the objective behind the song. And we do this thing called workshopping, which is basically where like you sing the song and then your teacher works with you one-on-one in front of the class to give you notes and like help you improve things. And the first time I had to workshop the song like last Thursday, it left me feeling very emotional. My particularization is something that is like very, it was a big part of my life. Like it took up a big chunk of my time and it took a lot of healing. And being able to use it as like a particularization because it is like three, almost 4 years in the past, I think, I'm able to like, I've healed from it for the most part. So I'm allowed, I feel safe enough to like use some of the emotion I still have there to help me find the partic for my song. But then during the workshopping section of me performing my song or whatever on Thursday, my teacher was like asking me if my partic was like too close, and I was like, oh no, like it's like 3 years. And he was like, wow, like if it was 3 years ago, it's like still hitting you really hard because I can fully see like how hard it is hitting you and like how much emotion is being brought through. And it just like him saying that out loud made me realize like it is something that's really heavy in my life. And I knew it was something that was very hard for me, but I didn't realize how much it could come through if I allowed it to come through and like used it. And I think it's kind of a beautiful thing because now I can use that thing and that person that hurt me to really tell a story and get a point across. And now that I've used that partic to feel the emotion and get the story forward, I can just recreate that feeling when I'm doing the song without having to think about that person or what happened. It's just a feeling that's connected to the song now, so it's automatic and I don't have to bring up any like negative feelings or anything. It's kind of just there and it's a separate thing from my life and it just happens when I'm doing the song. And then once the song is done, I just feel normal again. Like I feel like myself, and I think that that's really good. And I don't know, it was just something that like I noticed this past week when I was doing that. Yeah, and my teacher is amazing. And I also have this thing sometimes where like just because of my anxiety, and I don't 100% know why, I'll be completely fine and I'll just burst into tears when I'm not taking anything someone's saying to me personally. It's just the way that my body reacts. So like when he was giving me some notes and like things that he wanted me to try, for some reason I just like I was ready to try them, you know. I was going back off stage to redo my entrance and whatever, but like every single time I had to just like calm myself down because for some reason my body just likes to react in an anxious, kind of panicked, like hyperventilating, crying state. It was interesting to have that happen in front of him too, and in front of my class because I am very much like I do put up a bit of a front being like, yes, I care, and like, yes, I have emotions and stuff, but also like, I know what I'm doing, and I put up a front like I don't feel like I'm an imposter. I pretend like I don't have imposter syndrome when really I do. And sometimes I feel like I almost put it forward too much because I'm trying to make up for the fact that I do have it. But that's just something that I need to work on. Anyways, I got really off topic there. With the weekly recap, for my dance for camera class, we got assigned like specific shots and angles and movements with the camera that we had to film. And for one of our classes, we just got to go into a studio and work with our classmates to like film the clips that we needed. And then the following class, we edited all the clips together. And it's just so fun seeing so many people do something and partake in something together that I have always had such a big interest in. Obviously, I do social media, so I'm doing Instagram and this podcast and my YouTube, and I love editing videos and just like putting my creative process into somewhere outside of dance. And people people in my class can see that this is a big part of me and that it makes me really happy, but it's also so exciting to see other people partake in something that I really enjoy, and people seem to be really enjoying it and are doing great with it. And also just the fact that like we're all so willing to do things for other people's videos. Like a lot of the stuff has like dance movement and stuff, but it's just kind of just be, people will be like, okay, I'm gonna shoot from this angle and countdown from five, and you're just gonna start doing whatever you want and you just go for it. Like you just do it, and it can feel awkward and you don't always know what to do, but you just go for it, and like everyone's so supportive, no one's judging you. And we all just have different creative ideas, different visions in our head of what we want these videos that we're creating to look like. And we get to see each of us, like we get to see each other go through the process of creating the projects that we are working on, and like how we think about things and how we see things. And it's just so, it's such a beautiful thing to me. Like I don't know if anyone else thinks about it as much as I do. We all have our own creative process, and it is really showing through in this class, and I'm so thankful for it. And it's just such a good time. And our teachers, we have two teachers for this class. They are so cool. I just really like them. They're really nice, and like they're funny. But also, like, obviously, I know a decent amount about like video editing and stuff, at least from like the social media side, like YouTube and Instagram and stuff like that. But being able to sit and watch like dance films or just films in general and be able to understand even more aspects behind film and like how interesting it is, it's amazing. Like, it's something from this class that I'm going to take with me for the rest of my life as I create content and like dance reels and anything. Like when I watch movies now, I try to notice those details in films and see like what I can notice, what I can pick out, and like how it affects me. And if I like something, like hopefully I'll write it down or like remember it so I can use it myself, because that's how you get inspiration, right? Like you find inspiration in other things around you, and then you make it your own. And I think that that's definitely something that I can learn to do for this class and for whatever else I create in the future. It is currently Saturday when I'm recording this. And I just got home from work a little while ago. I had lunch. This morning I went for a long run. It was like it was 42 minutes, and I ran just over 3 miles. I was not looking forward to it before I left the house this morning. But once I got started, felt really good, and I almost started crying on my run. Like I had this moment. I used the Nike Run Club app, and the running instructor was like, think of you, like the version of you when you started this journey. And I thought back to like 6 or 8 weeks ago. I thought back to like my very first run and how proud I was for finishing that run. And then I thought back to like me in middle school and how I never saw myself as a runner, and like I didn't ever think that it would be possible. And I literally almost started crying because I had just run for 42 minutes without stopping, and I felt great, and I felt happy, and I just felt so at peace. Running used to be something that like I dreaded, and I didn't think I was good at, and I had all these limiting beliefs around. And now, while I'm obviously not the fastest or like the best runner, that's not what I'm going for, my form is getting better. I'm able to run longer distance. I'm happy when I'm running. Like, I feel good. It doesn't feel like torture, doesn't make my chest hurt, and I don't feel like I have to run as fast as possible. Like, today was like an easy pace for a long run, and I over the 3 miles that I ran, like my pace, I decreased it by like a minute because I just got into a rhythm and kept progressing as the run went on, and that is a beautiful thing. And if I can continue to do that in all my runs, I'm just going to continue to become a better runner. So I am beating those limiting beliefs that I had for such a long time. So that's just like something really cool that happened for me today. But I don't really have anything else for the weekly recap. So let's get into the highs and the lows of the week. I think my high. Oh, well, I didn't say this in the weekly recap, but I'll say this as my high. Last night I went to dinner with eight of my friends, one of them being my boyfriend. But so there was nine of us, and we went to a seafood boil place. Obviously, because I'm vegetarian, I did not partake in the actual seafood boil part. But I got mac and cheese and Brussels sprouts. But it was just so fun to like hang out together. It was like very much family style. Like we just got a bunch of food and shared it and sat around a big table. Everyone had their like bibs on and their gloves. It was super fun. That and then my run this morning. And then my low of the week, Wednesday evening, I had like a bit of a panic attack. Yeah, just some things that were stressing me out sent me into a bit of a spiral, and I responded by kind of having a small panic attack. But it's okay because I'm okay now. My goal for this week. What is my goal for this week? I think my goal for this week is going to be to continue to just prioritize my caffeine intake, like lowering it because it felt really good to focus on that last week. So I think that I should just continue to focus on that goal for right now. How am I doing on a scale of 1 to 10? I'm like a 7, feeling pretty relaxed. Not much to say on that, honestly. Just feel like a 7. How are you doing? Check in with yourself. What are you up to right now? Are you driving to work, cleaning your house, just sitting and listening? Are you on a walk? Are you at the gym? Let me know. Are you scrolling through your phone? Whatever it is you're doing, just take a second, pause. How are you feeling in this moment? Are you overwhelmed? Are you happy? Are you feeling a bit bummed out? Whatever it is, just take note of it. If there's something you know you can do to make yourself feel better, or if there's something you want to do, go do it. But otherwise, just bring awareness to it and then go back to whatever it is you're doing. No judgment needed. Okay, let's get into today's topic, which is girl dinner. First of all, let's talk about what even is girl dinner. So I don't have TikTok. And the only way that I found out about this was one, because people around me joke about it, but also because I have seen it on Instagram Reels. And I've heard talk about it in some other podcasts, specifically like the CMOS Girlies podcast. I think they did an episode not just talking about that, but like talking about different health and wellness trends. And they touched on girl dinner. From the articles that I read online, it kind of became a thing in May of this year. And it started by a girl named Olivia Maher. I know her first name is Olivia. I don't know how to pronounce the last name, so I'm sorry if I butchered that. And it just started by her making like a TikTok about her dinner that she threw together, which was just like a plate of like charcuterie-like foods, so like bread and cheese and grapes. And she kind of just made the comment like a silly little joke of like, this is my girl dinner. But it slowly kind of evolved into people doing some weirder things, like having a jar of pickles for dinner and posting it and being like, haha, this is my girl dinner, or like a can of corn or hot Cheetos with cream cheese. And there started to become a rise in concern of it being a way to hide eating disorders, because people would be posting photos of just like a Diet Coke and say girl dinner. And it even got to a point where Popeyes had a girl dinner menu, and it was only sides. Like they changed the name of their sides to Grill Dinner. And I'm going to talk about like the pros and cons of this and kind of some thoughts behind it. Let's start with the cons. First off, like I said, this could be very disordered. It can be a very easy way for people to cover up the fact that they are under eating. Just putting together like really low calorie, little snacky things on a plate. Or like I said, people would just like pour a cup of Diet Coke and be like, haha, girl dinner. That is not dinner. I hope you don't need to hear that to know that, but also if you do, Diet Coke is not dinner. Diet Coke is a drink, and you pair that with a dinner, obviously. At least I feel like that's obvious. Another con is that it may lack like nutrients, the nutritional value that you need in a meal. So it may be lower in protein, or it won't keep you as satiated for as long. It could have a lot more like processed foods, which not saying that's good or bad because food is not good or bad, food is just food, but it can kind of affect how you feel on a day-to-day basis. The next thing is that it is problematic for adolescent girls because it promotes this idea that like girls eat less. And with these videos being in front of adolescent teen girl like adolescents and teen girls all the time on social media, like obviously, this generation is growing up with phones in front of their faces at all times. They're going to start to compare like their bodies or what they eat to what they see in these videos and think, well, maybe I need to eat less. Or like, I want to look like them, so I'm going to do what they're doing. When in reality, you don't really know the whole picture. So the girl dinner that you're seeing on your For You page could really just be someone using it to cover up their bad relationship with food. And also just like promotes, like I said, promotes the idea like girls eat less. Like in general, society thinking that like women have to eat less than men, or like women can't eat as much, that sort of thing, which is like definitely not true. Every human needs different things, and there are plenty of people who are female and eat more than like a male, like their male significant other, or just like males in general, and there's literally nothing wrong with that. And I don't think that we need to promote girls eating less. Okay, let's get into the pros. First of all, you don't have to cook. If you want to cook for this, obviously you can, but most of the girl dinners I've heard about, it doesn't really require a lot of cooking. Which leads me to the next thing. You can use it as a way to like clean out your fridge or your pantry. If you have like leftovers or you have some like dry goods in your pantry you need to get rid of, little snacky things, easy way to get rid of it. Continuing with that, also, it is fast and it takes very little thought to throw together this sort of thing. Like I had said at the beginning, Olivia did like a charcuterie type board, so you could just get like a source of carbs like crackers or bread and then cheese and grapes, and maybe if you have some like deli turkey or something, and throwing that on a board and calling it dinner takes very little time to prep and very little thought. So that can be a positive if you are having a busy day and want to eat something but don't want to put a lot of thought or time into it. And it can be balanced if you go about it properly. I did say in the cons that it could lack nutrients, but if you go about it properly, it can be satiating for you and provide enough nutrients that you need. And the final pro that I thought of was that it can be cost effective. Not only are you using like leftovers or staples that are in your pantry that you need to get rid of, a lot of the ingredients that you use can usually be cheaper when putting these little like plates together. It kind of just depends on what you're making. But overall, I would say it can be cost effective. And you are less likely to like waste food if you're using it to make these little random concoctions, snack board type things. This begs a question of if I were to like have a quote unquote girl dinner, how would I go about it? First off, disclaimer, not a nutritionist. or a dietitian or anyone giving any sort of advice, medical advice, anything like that. Take it or leave it, take it with a grain of salt. This is just how I would go about it. I would start by choosing a protein, whether that's like leftover air fried tofu or a mini yogurt bowl with some Greek yogurt, cottage cheese, a vegan deli meat, like tofurkey slices or something, cheese. And then I would prioritize getting fruits and veggies on my plate, along with other carbs like crackers, leftover pasta or rice, taking like the rest of my sourdough bread from the week and like crisping it up with maybe some like garlic on it or chips. And then I would do some sort of like sauce or fat with it, like a sauce or dressing that I have, hummus, salsa, olives, nuts, anything like that, just to add like some more flavor. And then something fun, whether that's like candy or like a silly little beverage, chocolate, a leftover baked good, just like something a little fun to sprinkle in there because it will help with the satiety factor. So that way you're getting in your proteins, your carbs, your fats, and your fun, and it will keep you fuller and it's balanced and nutrient dense. And obviously, it doesn't have to be perfect every single time. And most of the time, Olivia had stated that like this wasn't like an everyday thing for her. It was like maybe once a week because like nights when she was like in a hurry or something and needed something fast. So this can be like a great tool to use on those nights, but I think like as a whole, I don't think it necessarily should be something that you fall into doing like every single day because it can be hard to find ways to have a complete meal with this whole like girl dinner quote unquote like template. So that is all I have on girl dinner. That's all my thoughts. I really hope that this was informative for you and kind of like opened your eyes to the pros and cons of it, gave you some ideas of ways that you can make a delicious girl dinner if you want to, that also like supports your body. But also it can just set in stone that you don't want to partake in it. Like, whatever your opinion is, totally fine. Let me know what your opinion is on it on the Instagram post for this episode at justathought.pod. And be sure to leave a rating and review for this podcast in the Apple Store, as well as a rating on Spotify. Share with anyone that you think would like to hear content about health, wellness, self-improvement, mental health, all that jazz. And with all that being said, I will be in your ears next week. Bye!